Inside Mac.
For Friday, July 14th, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com. This is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here are today's headlines. Grace Note makes lyrics legal. UK resellers want to extend Apple's reach. Making iPod transmitters legal. iPlay Music wants to teach your child how to play the guitar. And Amazon has its eye on movie downloads. According to Reuters, M reveals Grace Note now has a license to distribute lyrics. Even though there are many websites that have lyrics for free, they are considered illegal. Grace Note now has the okay to provide the service legally and has obtained the rights to the lyrics of more than 1 million songs from the North American catalogs of BMG Music Publishing, Vivendi's, Universal Music Publishing Group, Sony ATV Music Publishing, and other publishers, notes the story. The company said until now, consumers have been accessing song lyrics through largely unauthorized sources. Sites like lyrics.com provide their lyrics without authorization and is usually inaccurate. This license will guarantee that songwriters are paid for their work. And this can be something new for iTunes as well, as Grace Note will work with the popular music store to offer consumers lyrics combined with recorded music to create a total package. According to the company, it is up to digital music retailers to decide how they will package or price the lyrics, and they do not expect it to add significant cost to consumers. Apple UK's director wants to expand Apple's coverage, and he has revealed that his company is currently recruiting the help of new Apple premium resellers to reach parts of the country where Apple is not planning to open its stores. These Apple premium resellers will receive marketing assistance and training from Apple, but that will only happen if the reseller has a good address, meaning if you're in the middle of nowhere, don't bother. But many people disagree with this strategy, and the company has come under attack by resellers who think Apple is wrong for giving priority to the best locations. Warehouse MD Jonathan Cole stated, "It is difficult to see how low-margin retailing can work with soaring rents." In the UK, there are gadgets that can play music from iPods over FM radios wirelessly. But unfortunately, they're illegal until now. According to an article from Times Online, the UK has recently made a move to make illegal devices such as the iTrip that can plug into MP3 players and connect them wirelessly to radios in cars and homes legal. They have become extremely popular because the majority of car stereos don't have the means to connect iPods or other MP3 players. And because of growing demand, Ofcom, which is the communication regulator in the UK, has come up with new plans to legalize the use of iTrips and other low-power FM transmitters. The article reports that the gadgets use the FM broadcast spectrum, which is regulated by Ofcom. All users need is a license or an exemption from the regulator to broadcast on FM, but this is proven impossible to enforce, and Ofcom has realized that with so many of these products in the market, the most practical solution is to introduce an exemption. Don Foster, who is a media and sports spokesman, said this decision will enable the iPod generation to enjoy their music using the latest gadgets. It looks like Amazon is joining Apple Computer in its plot to make video downloads available. According to a report from Reuters, Amazon is trying to license movies for its new download-to-own service. The report claims that the service will use similar software to the Amazon Shorts function. This allows a customer to purchase a portion of a book for 49 cents, view it, download the file as a PDF to a computer, email it, and store it permanently in their own digital locker. Although the company does claim that this is all speculation, but according to Reuters, Roy Price, Amazon Group Product Manager of Digital Video, has an e-card that reads, "Developing Downloadable Video Product for Amazon.com." But both firms face serious obstacles to launching a movie download business. Hollywood doesn't want to alienate traditional retailers such as Walmart, Best Buy, and Target. Disney, on the other hand, wants to move forward and has already made ABC episodes of Lost and Desperate Housewives available for download on iTunes for $1.99. Disney CEO Robert Iger comes from television and is in business with Pixar and Apple CEO Steve Jobs, so he's likely to continue to take a more flexible approach to changing distribution channels. Amazon also faces the fact that studios could charge $17 per DVD. Customers don't want to spend that much money on a downloaded movie, especially when they don't get any of the cool extras that come when you buy a DVD from the store. The article reports that a studio digital exec thinks that Amazon may be able to offer movie downloads bundled with DVDs. With Amazon's wide range of movie choices, the article claims that it just may be the first to offer movie downloads. If you've ever wanted to hear your child play The Wheels on the Bus on his or her guitar, but didn't want to commit to guitar lessons, iPlayMusic has a solution as it has launched Play Music Together, a Macintosh software and video DVD designed to teach toddlers and preschoolers to make music with their parents and caregivers. The DVD features simple lessons that create fun and easy ways to play songs on guitar right away. It teaches preschoolers to develop and understand and appreciate the musical elements, including rhythm, tempo, and pattern. The Play Music Together package includes interactive guitar and song lessons, and it introduces a dancing, singing puppet named Capo. The music package includes interactive software for the Mac, a printable coloring book featuring scenes from the children's songs, and bonus DVD. A video-only DVD of guitar and song lessons is also available for viewing on any television, PC, or portable DVD player. Music Play Together is available for $39.95 US. Coming up, a San Francisco TV reporter tests the Nike Plus iPod Sports Kit, and I'll tell you how it did.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast quality video. Video clips from DVD XDV are ready to use in iMovie, iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. Kent Play Software has announced the latest version of its beer recipe creation and archiving tool for Mac OS X. Beer Alchemy 1.3 improves the existing file import facility, and it also extends the already extensive built-in brewing tools by adding a tool to calculate the nutritional properties of beer and another tool to help brewers calculate the effect of evaporation losses during the boil. Beer Alchemy does require Mac OS X 10.4 or later, and it is priced at $29.95 US. Lost Sock Games has released game number 2 for the Macintosh platform called Kokoro Quest. Kokoro Quest has puzzles that resemble crosswords, but it uses numbers instead of words. In partnership with MacGameStore.com, the game is now available as a digital download, and a free demo is also available for download. Fast Mac has recently expanded their website to offer product information, sales, and support in Japanese. They have recently announced the launch of FastMac.jp. It is Fast Mac's first foreign language site, and it can be accessed directly by visiting FastMac.jp, as well as through a link on the Fast Mac main page. Fast Mac wants to continue their plans to expand its support for other languages as well, as they have started giving global support by translating their manuals into French, German, Spanish, and Italian. Automated Workflows has released the new Mac OS X introduction to an AppleScript training CD called AppleScript 2006. It's available from the virtual training company. AppleScript 2006 is a CD for those who are interested in learning about AppleScript for Mac OS X. Well-known AppleScript columnist, author, and president of Automated Workflows, Ben Waldy, has created 91 detailed lessons that total up to about 7 hours of training and will provide users with a solid introduction and foundation for creating scripts. The first 21 lessons are available now for a free preview. Black Cat Systems announced its release of version 2.2.0 of the RAD software for its series of nuclear radiation detectors. You can plug into any Macintosh or Windows computer while using a standard serial port or USB and detect alpha, beta, gamma, and X-ray radiation. These detectors include the GM10 and GM45 models. This latest version of RAD includes improvements to support for reading position information from a GPS receiver so that radiation readings versus location can be automatically logged. In addition, a universal binary version of the USB driver is now available. The GM10 is priced at $149 US for an RS-232 interface and $199 US for a USB interface. RAD is included with the purchase, or it may be purchased separately for $39 for use with other radiation detectors. CBS 5 in San Francisco took the Nike Plus iPod for a run on Thursday to see just what was involved when you buy the sport kit. They wanted to know how the trainer works and if it's as amazing as Nike and Apple have declared. CBS 5's Alan Martin decided to put the Nike Plus iPod Sport Kit to the test. He bought the shoes for roughly $100 at San Francisco's downtown Nike store and then was off to the Apple store to buy the rest of the device. He and an Apple store clerk put everything together and finally he put the shoes on and went for a quick jog. All in all, the Sport Kit does really well as it gave distance, the calories burned, and how long he ran, which wasn't very much, doesn't look like he's in very good shape. At the end of the report, the Nike Plus iPod Sport Kit was a hit with Alan, and it worked perfectly. If you'd like to see the report, visit CBS5.com. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando, and I'll bring you more stories on Monday on the Inside Mac Minute.